More from the Your Hometown series today as we feature Hampshire. Tag along as we discover why Hampshire is the perfect place to call your hometown. Brought to you by Illinois Lottery, doing good and supporting Illinois communities.
Let's go about 56 miles northwest of the loop off I-90, Hampshire, and Village President Mike Reed joins us. Mike, good morning. You've been out there for about 10 years serving the community, and how has it changed over the years? What was it like when you first got there?
Well, good morning. First of all, I do have two questions, if that's okay.
Yes, certainly. Go ahead. As long as you don't yawn, you can ask anything you want. Go ahead, Mike.
That was my first question, is when do I yawn during dinner?
Apparently any time.
and where do I sign the petition to get the Blackhawks to hire you as their organ?
I guess you weren't listening very closely earlier to my organ playing, but Dave Bennett has the petition in hand. I'll handle the jokes here, Mike. Let's talk about Hampshire and how it's changed since 2013, and you've been involved. That was the first year you were serving as trustee, right?
Correct, yes. I've been out here since 2001, and I started serving in 2013 as a trustee. I did two terms as a trustee, and now I'm ending my first term as mayor. The community's changed a lot, and it's in no small part thanks to the people that live here and chose to move here and invest in the community. We've completely revitalized our downtown and really work closely with all of our community partners to make Hampshire a better place.
For people who have not been out your way, what are some spots that folks should check out?
You know what? I mean, there are so many places, as you'll see on the video that John Hansen produced and put together. Our downtown, in 2017, you could have taken a bowling ball and rolled it down State Street and at any time of day and not hit a thing. And we've worked really hard to bring a lot of business back. And everybody that's downtown now, as far as the restaurants go and local businesses, pretty much have a tie to the community or live in the community, and it's a really great thing to see. We have, Copper Barrel, which is downtown, and we have the Double R Barbecue that just opened up, Neon Cow, which is an 80s themed sub shop that was based on a couple of restaurants in Chicago. The owner, Anna, grew up downtown and said, "Man, we need a nice sub shop downtown." And so, and it's a complete 80s theme, which is pretty neat. We do have a lot of other businesses all around. You know, the Chicken Dip is a staple at 72 and State Street, and it's been serving the community for about 58 years now. We've got everything that you need. If Hampshire doesn't have it, I guess you really don't need it.
Nice. And what have you got planned for the warmer months ahead? Some big events?
We're pretty excited to look forward to, we have a car show that's been going on for over 40 years, the Suds and Fudge Car Show. We've got a Hampshire Coon Creek Country Days, which is a very big town festival. We've got parades and rides and bands, and that's put together all by a separate nonprofit group, a bunch of volunteers. We're happy to be a partner in America's First Responders Fest that's going to take over our downtown. We're in the very early stages of that, but we're looking forward to that. All kinds of different events through the Park District and the Library District. There's always something going on. The Hampshire Chamber of Commerce just got done with their ice sculpture contest on one of the coldest days of the year so far. But they also played all kinds of summer events downtown, and we just encourage everybody to come out and give us a chance and come out and see what you enjoy.
Mike, what brought you to Hampshire in the first place? How did you end up out there?
My parents. So I was born and raised in Arlington Heights, and we moved out to the village in 2001. I was a young kid and graduated Hampshire High School and fell in love with the community, and I tell everybody that it's my adopted hometown.
Very nice. And I know you teach, right? And doesn't your wife teach as well?
No, I don't. I don't teach. I worked in education technology for many years with School District 300, but now I work for a large John Deere tractor dealership in IT. Work for HW out here. It's a large John Deere tractor dealership group. We have about 18 locations throughout Illinois and Indiana, and it keeps me on my toes.
Yeah, I'll bet. And so does your son, right?
Yeah. Believe it or not, yeah, he's really into it, and he's really into. Tom Skilling is his idol of all people, and I've had an opportunity to chat back and forth with him, and he wants to be a weatherman, but he teeters between that and a train conductor, and now he's really so into sports. Actually, we had an opportunity a couple weeks, well, maybe a month ago, to meet Dave Ennett at a Northwestern basketball game, so we were pretty excited about that.
Everybody's excited who meets Dave Ennett. That goes without saying.
Tom freaking Skilling!
And Tom, too, yeah. And so you said you're in IT, Mike?
Yes, sir.
All right, well, okay, so the next time I have a problem here with the computer, I'm calling you, okay?
Yeah, you might want to get Steve and Johnny's opinion of that first.
No, I know. You've been on their show, haven't you?
Yeah, I was kind of a fill-in for the Cyber Squad when one of their regular members wasn't available. I came down to Tribune Tower, and that's why, you know, as we talk about, you know, Hampshire's location being only 56 miles away, I used to be able to get to Tribune Tower in just about an hour from where we live. So everybody thinks Hampshire's so far away, but with our location and proximity to US 20 and 72 and 90, I mean, you're really within 20 minutes of where you need to be, but even getting into the city for work is not hard to do.
Ever since my dad drove with us on old Route 66 from Chicago to L.A., I have loved small towns. And the great thing about living in Chicago, you are very close, as you say, to the great smaller towns. And I really enjoy the main streets and the downtowns of places like Hampshire. Mike Reed is the village president out there. We're happy to put Hampshire in your hometown spotlight all day today, Mike.
All right. Thank you so much for the opportunity, and I really appreciate it. The staff has worked really hard, and we couldn't have done it without them, and our community partners, or especially our residents.
Great to talk to you, Mike. Thanks for listening. Continued success out there.
To get more Your Hometown content and submit suggestions for your hometown, visit WGNRadio.com/YourHometown.